Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Dave Mays, and this is Collect Call with Suge Knight. What you're about to hear are conversations, raw and uncut, with the legendary founder of Death Row Records. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence in California State Prison. His honesty, vulnerability, and current state of mind will all be heard in this groundbreaking podcast series, featuring conversations with me and many other guests who have agreed to accept Suge's Collect Call. Suge will be putting periods to all question marks while answering everything hip-hop fans worldwide want to know. History will be made and documented in real time each week on Collect Call with Suge Knight. Suge and I both want to hear from you, so if you have any questions or input, please be sure to contact us at Breakbeat Media, authentically hip-hop. Welcome to Collect Call with Suge Knight.
You know, it's also like this, you know. You only got one life. Once you lose that ticker, I don't care who you are, it's over. Can't nobody bring you back. There's only one God. And we don't know all the rules that it really takes to get to heaven. And we don't know how heaven is or hell. All we know, God is so powerful. As when you about to die and leave earth, then because your heart is gone, your brain is set down, eventually your body decays. But what about your mind? What if that's the last thing you can think about and be in heaven? Is a situation where it's in your head. Either you enjoying yourself forever, or you can tortured forever. Who knows? Why gamble? I'm gonna do my best, get through the doors and make it up top. And I know I got a lot of cleaning up to do, because I ain't nowhere near perfect. Because I know the rules of the game too. I know that the more they acknowledge you of doing something in life, the more people get jealous of you. I know that the minute you start getting money, they're going to test you. And when they test you and you perform the way you're supposed to, either they're going to tell on you, you're going to be in prison, or you might end up dead. But either way it goes, it's always going to be a journey where you better be ready once you become a trophy. I know that. Why do we always gotta be idiots or stupid or act stupid to be on TV? Couldn't say it no better. Steve Harvey is a walking billboard for stupidity for black people.
Lovely husband.
They're gonna keep him on TV. You know, it's not taking knocking these them, but it's not knocking people personally. But we gotta come together and do better. Now we know better. If you watch the Olympics, I think her name is Leslie, whatever, I don't know her last name. She'd be on Saturday Night Live.
Oh! Oh, I saw it! I was like, oh, they leaning too much to the other side, oh,
when she hosted the Olympics, she didn't talk like intelligent or something she'd know about. every time they showed her, she shot him to the top of her lungs. Hey!
Pedal to that metal, baby! Pedal to that gold medal!
You know, sometimes looking crazy is a motherfucker. Not knocking her, but you representing at the Olympics, you represent the United States, but you also represent black people, because you black. So, like I said before, a young lady can lose her mother and go through and have anxiety. Somebody can let her hit the blunt, smoke a little weed, and she can't go run. But they can take Snoop to Paris. He promoting weed. He promoting gang members. First thing they have him on the show, he said, well, I heard you go, they got you doing something for the Olympics in Paris. Well, I'm going to be out there making sure the horses crip walk.
Oh, the horse crip walking, cuz, you see that? On the set.
Horse crip walking is officially in the Olympics.
We all not crips. And that's not saying everybody need to be bloods either. But we got to be something better to help our younger generation. The word blood didn't start off as a gang term or a gang word. Back in the slavery days, way before I was born, they have slave plantations where they breed slaves. So if they see a black man 6'3", 6'4", they will put him with a black woman who's 5'10", 5'11", because they wanted tall black workers. So they were slaves, basically, so they had them mate. So when they was mating and having all these slaves and selling them off, You have your mother, you have your father, you might have 6-7 siblings. But they might send 2 of y'all to Mississippi, 2 to Alabama, you know, all over the world, basically, for slavery. Not over the world, but United States. So when they were breaking these families up, they might have been 6 years old, 8, 9, 10, all ages, basically. They'd never see them again. So when they freed the slaves, they was able to move around. So they was able to see people they haven't seen in a long time. So if a man was walking and he seen another man and he looked like that man, he'd walk up to him and say, hey, blood, are you my blood? Are we blood? Other words, are you my brother? Are you my sister? Because they look alike. If they get to talking, you know, who their mother was, they'd be like, oh, you my brother? Are you my brother? You know. But that's what the word blood came from back in the slave, you know, when the slaves first got free. That's why, you know, a lot of times back in the day, I know I go to the store and say, hey, young blood, you know. But we took that word and that became a gang slang, a gang word, like cuz became a gang word. So it turned to a part of divide and conquer, of hating each other, trying to kill each other, or killing each other.
I used to have so many automatic withdrawals coming out of my account for subscriptions that I didn't even realize I had. I think most of you can relate to this. I was looking over my credit card statement recently and saw all these deductions that were adding up every month. And that's when I started using Rocket Money. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/shug. That's rocketmoney.com/shug. rocketmoney.com/SUGE.
I know when the peace treaty came after the truth, Rodney King got his whooped.
Sadly, the Watts Treaty was largely overshadowed by the LA riots that erupted soon after it was signed.
You know, everybody came together, and there would be people traveling all through the city, and from low riding to whatever, at parks and people, different neighborhoods, the police pull you over. Everybody would come. Hey, don't be fooling. Don't whoop his ass. And they would make sure you was all right. Yeah, they had tanks and all in the ghettos. But all the people, it was a peace treaty. People were riding around, and you see red and blue rags on the antenna of cars. People having their pocket. People was just like one of the beautiful things. It's almost like it looked like heaven. And I don't even know how heaven looks, but that's how good it looked, because everybody was so happy to meet each other, hug each other, embrace each other. People found out we had a lot in common, even though we're from different neighborhoods. All police not bad, but you got a lot of bad police. And they didn't want the peace, because without peace, with peace there's no crimes. With no crimes there's less overtime and money. So I know in Compton, I'm quite sure everybody said what's happening there in their area also, but I know in Compton, you know, you have the police driving their own cars, and they'll come to the Piru neighborhood, and they'll get out and they'll shoot, they'll see motherfuckers talking, they'll shoot at them. Well, I'd even shoot somebody. Like, all right, cuz, and they shout out a Crip neighborhood. So everybody in the Piru neighborhood be thinking, okay, the Crips just came through and shot at us. They shot one of the homies. It's supposed to be a peace treaty that we're going to go over there and bust on them. But then the police would go to the Crip neighborhoods, jump out, shoot some motherfuckers, might even kill somebody. Like, blood, we got one on Piru. And they whoop, 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 you know, and they'd go back. So now you got these same neighborhoods who was once peace treating. Now, once again, they're trying to kill each other.
Gang-related murders reportedly dropped 44% in Watts in just the first 2 years after the treaty was signed.
They fought each other, all because the police made it look like that. People never know that, but it really happens. And it did. The peace treaty helped sell records.
The girls are looking better. The gang truce is on, so you wear whatever.
When I put the Chronic out, that was right around the peace treaty was happening. So I had artists that was 18 years old. Snoop was 18 years old. He didn't have a run of having shootouts and shooting nobody and doing all that type of stuff, you know? You know, the peace treaty had everybody gangbanging. Had Cube wearing, you know, the gang attire, Trey wearing the gang attire, Snoop wearing a gang attire. All these dudes was all of a sudden like walking billboards for a gang member because of the peace treaty. But before the peace treaty, you ain't finna find those motherfuckers dressing like that, because you know, right motherfuckers catch them or see them, they're gonna get their whoop, or they might be dead some other way. You know? That's just how it was. So that helped peace, that helped sell records, that helped show fun. That's why you listen to the Chronic and you listen to them, you know, you can tell by the stuff that everybody was saying. So that played a big role in breaking the real West Coast rap worldwide, because it was so powerful because of the peace treaty. Once we move as a unit, we can't be stopped. That's why, you know, me personally, I'd rather be known what I do well for people instead of what I did wrong to people or how much I did for myself. Because a lot of people can do a lot of talking, and I'm quite sure everything they say might not be lies. But I know I buried a lot of people, paid for a lot of funerals of people I never knew. I know I posted a lot of bonds for people who's in jail who need to get out. I know I paid for a lot of attorneys. I used to have a thing that I used to do back in the day where I would pick a person from the county jail, a person from the federal penitentiary, a person from the state prison, and a person from the women's. And I would go and I hired an attorney to represent them. If there was a child molester, you know, rapist, you know, weirdo, I tell them they can't apply. Because, you know, there's nothing more important than the kids. But at the same time, all these things played a big role in us growing the hip hop, especially on the West Coast. So that's why I say we don't need to use these platforms, these podcasts to tear everybody down. Let's do them to build. Oh, we're going to call you out, though. We ain't going to water it down. Because the only way we can get past the bullshit is speak the truth. That's it. That's all. We got to give Cat his cigars. Cat is one of the realest, smartest, talented, walking the face of earth. I mean that. And he ain't no buster, no punk. He ain't weak. He ain't no weak. I remember, I ain't gonna say the other person's name, but I remember Cat, before I had caught up with him, he went to the Fox Hill Mall. So Cat in the Fox Hill Mall, and this dude approached Cat. He said, hey man, you in my mall. You know, he way bigger than Cat. Cat said, your mall? He said, yeah. So, okay. He said, well, if you're looking for money from me, I don't have no cash, but I got a credit card, right? And the guy said, man, you don't have no cash. I don't need no cash. I'm Rich Rollin'. Cat said, oh, yeah? Well, how much you got? He said, well, you know. And he said, I got like $3,500 in my pocket. You know, this is my mall. This is my neighborhood. Cat said, well, I'll tell you what. Let me hold that $3,500 because I only got a credit card. And I need some cash. But when I hook up with you tomorrow, I'm going to double it. Nah, man, I'm Rich Rollin'. You don't gotta double it. But when you hook up with me tomorrow, you don't gotta give me shit. Matter of fact, we don't gotta hook up tomorrow. Take this $3,500, and whenever you get with me, just give my bread back. That's all right. Rich Rollin', your neighborhood, so I know I'm safe. Anywhere on Crenshaw, he said, well, good. Cat said, I know your name. Now I got your number. If something's wrong, I know to call you. He said, yeah, call me. Cat go by his business. Do what he do. He's out of there. So now, a week go by, 2 weeks go by. The guy end up calling me. He said, hey, man, you be with Cat? I mean, all the time. He said, man, he won't take my calls. I'm trying to get my $3,500 back. Right? So I said, hey, Cat, so-and-so say you own $3,500. He said, I don't know if I really owe him, but he said, he's Rich Rollin'. He said, well, tell Cat, you know what? He don't got to give me the $3,500 back, and I don't got to be chasing him to catch up with him. Cat said, well, I'm not running. You know where I'm at. So the guy says, well, I tell you what, I'm having a birthday party. Just tell him my birthday and tell some jokes. Now, Cat, make sure you make it because I'm going to put you on the flyers, right? So he put Cat all on the flyers, you know. Told everybody Cat Williams going to be at his birthday party performing. Even my who really didn't know him came to the party and went to see Cat perform, right? But guess what? Cat never showed up, right? So, the homie said, hey, Cat, man, I thought you said you was coming to the day and I put the flyers on there and I had everybody coming, man, and you was a no-show. Cat said, I don't lie. You said I was coming. I never said I was coming. You know, I ain't scared of nobody. If we gonna fight, we gonna do it, we gonna do it. He just had to laugh it off and said, man, you know what, Cat? All right. So, how many people you know will take somebody on a journey. It's so good. Cat is so good that even when he's wrong, I'm up telling thank you. You know what I mean? Like, yes. You know, if I slap the shit out of a motherfucker, you know, they ain't trying to, you ain't gonna have nothing good to say about me no more. They like, you know, Suge Knight slappy. You know what I mean? If cats slap a motherfucker, they brag about it. I got slapped by Cat Williams. What kind of shit is this? Cat beat a motherfucker and don't show up and don't even come to the party and they still laugh and brag about it.
Every new year, my fiance Brett and I make a list of resolutions and promise to stick to them. But there's one that we always tend to struggle with. For us, it's ordering less takeout and cooking at home more often. With our busy schedules, we don't have the time to meal prep or go grocery shopping. But that's where Home Chef is going to save us this year. They're truly different from all the other meal kit brands. They offer over 30 options a week and serve a variety of dietary needs, so we don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or just quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has Brett and me covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Not to mention, I love seeing her in the kitchen cooking and not stressing over what to make. So for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/shug. That's homechef.com/shug for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. homechef.com/shug. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Black people created country western. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of times they kept a lot of the people being noticed view of black and country western. Now in the country then and Beyonce crossover, they're gonna use that to say, okay, it's okay for some to get in. But before they was talking about Beyonce, this is black young lady named Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. Adele. I'm a buckle buddy. Don't ever forget that woman's name. She is incredible. Incredible. She is such a big star. And she got people to love her because she didn't grow up in the South like that. She moved around. She's adopted. And then, you know, she's a real West Coast. She was ended up living in, I think, in Manhattan, one of the beaches out this way. But her whole look is what everybody's copying right now. It'd be incredible if Beyonce did a song with her, but that girl is a force to be reckoned with. Matter of fact, Beyonce, where they dressed Beyonce now for country, Tanner been doing that first. You go back and follow this girl and go back, you see her image, you see her look, her voice, her pen is incredible. Now, I don't know this young lady, and I haven't did my due diligence until I'm in prison. But when I first started hearing her music, to me, it feels like she writing her lyrics, all her lyrics, because I've never seen a person in country that writes like that. She should be the number one country artist. She should win all the awards. But check her out. You know, history keeps repeating itself. Like in the slave days, they had a guy come on named, I think his name was Lynch. He was teaching people that you don't have to spend all that money to make a cross and nail a cross to the black people to a cross. You just take a rope, hang him in a tree, and let him sit there till the body starts rotting and decaying. That's getting other slaves Let me see how bad that person looks. Same thing they did to Tillman and all that type of shit, right? So in the industry, they let it be known it's Illuminati. And you know, the Illuminati is like a Mason. The only thing difference is a Mason believes in God. Illuminati believe in the devil. And Illuminati believe in the devil, and they believe that men speak with men and they're not gay. So a lot of times when you see a strong black man want to have hip-hop artists or rappers or black guys in the industry, once they go visit these executives, be in their office, you know, they call them, stop them on the next thing you know, they're doing drinking with them, they're doing cocaine with them. Next thing you know, they're sleeping with them. Once they overpower them and start sleeping with them, they got control of them. That's how they control the industry. And how they talk Puffy, if they did that to him, Puffy did the same thing they did to him, he did to all the new artists, the young artists, the people who really want to make it. He's been sleeping with them, turning them out. Before you know it, it makes hip-hop, it makes the culture of our people look bad. Because now it seems like everything that everybody's been rapping about, talking about, been a lie. You know, if Pac rapped about something, that's what he meant, that's what he felt. Same thing if it was Biggie, same thing with a lot of people. But this new generation among, not all, talking about the one in our area. I don't know about the young motherfuckers, I'm not around them. In our area, they had them on some gay. And once they start painting their fingernails and wearing women clothes, they got you. I remember when they was giving Puffy Award, the ASCAP Awards. Andre went up there and got him a special watch and gave it to him in front of everybody. He basically confessed his love to this man. Another man confessed his love to another man.
Dre is not playing in that gym, as you can see.
Puffy and Snoop became besties. Every time you see one, you see another one. Next thing you know, start painting their fingernails. It makes sense. Game bought Puffy a Lamborghini. Well, Puffy got more money than Game. Why you buying this man a Lamborghini?
I feel like I owe Diddy something, so I bought him a Ferrari, man.
That's what's up, man.
It was just a Tuesday.
Just to shoot videos. Yeah.
You know, your homies even got a Lamborghini. They probably even never voted a Lamborghini. But once again, that's secret society. But this thing to work and fix it, they got to start all the way over. And these major record labels and these big buildings, they need to get rid of all the guys who was connected to the poison and the snake. Start letting people allowed to get in who want to do this work.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
About people. Puffy needs to be on his way up this way. We're waiting on him, especially me. But it's still some good positive things to get done and will get done. Corda Ray, you got one of the best voices in hip hop. Don't let them change who you are. Don't let them try to attack your confidence. You're doing better than that. You got a great voice. Keep doing how you're doing. 21 Savage, when a hit bad motherfucker, seen him on Saturday Night Live, that motherfucker a superstar. And Summer Walker. Once again, we got to stop letting history keep repeating itself. Put Puffy out there. Anybody who's riding with him. If these motherfuckers keep what they got coming. Come on.
Not DJ Nate. Real 15. New Orleans, West Side. Let's go. Label asked me, could I rap about my... Told the label rep, look, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. All eyes on me. I used to drive from California. All pies on me. I'm a real bitch. just rap on the side. In New Orleans, big scrap on my side. Trying to rap without the beat. Like trying to strap without the streets. Sleeping on the real. Get hung by them same sheets. Damn, the 6 feet tall. I slap a hoe so hard. Pretty a ding your favorite rapper. I put that on guard. See, I'm bad in two ways. Fat in it ways. Ask about me at the gun range. I twerk and make K's. 2020, drop 20 on the bail. Another 15 on the lawyer. Yeah, she hard, but I'm harder. She be rapping about my life. Ask about me, that was my fight. Oh, I'm really on Google. Exercising my gun rights. Sat in jail a half a year. And I ain't cried one till. Cell phone for my cellmates. I was guard on that till. I'm back out, and I'm touching down the cause hell. Convicted felon, I ain't nothing like these rap girls. Or these rap girls either, man. These niggas bombed before the deal. I had 3 Benzes before the deal. Look, I'm off probation and I'm roaming free to cause hell. Co-sign from Suge Knight in his jail cell. Brr. New Orleans.